Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, and welcome to the final Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. Oh no, can't you do another one? No. Well, it's called the TalkSport Daily. Look, we've been over this, all right? It's sort of not really daily, it's just week daily. Well, you should change the name. Yes, we should, but that's not my decision. Anyway, we begin the podcast with the fallout on the back of Liverpool beating Spurs. Here's how it sounded exclusively on TalkSport, with, of course, the reaction on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m.
All into the box towards the far post. Oh, he's left there. Mane, go Rodon, and he's picked it up and smashed it home, and Liverpool now have a 3-1 lead. There's no debate about that one.
Spurs basically go there and say, you have the ball in the middle of the park, I'm going to allow you possession, we don't think you're good enough to break us down. Well, good luck with that. Salah, Firmino and Mane, they are good enough and they proved it tonight. They were back on form tonight, and I think Jose Mourinho's got to take the can for this, and it'd be interesting to see if he does.
Jose, good evening to you. What do you think the reasons for tonight's defeat were? Were they tactical setup or
individual
were they performance
mistakes
of the players? Individual mistakes from the players?
Yeah.
What in particular did you get irked by?
Individual mistakes.
Towards the far corner, spooned away by Lloris, comes back to Trent Alexander-Arnold. It's 2-0 now.
The team was very confident. The team was, in the first half, very, very solid. Where it was, in my opinion, difficult to say one team was dominating the other, because we had... In my opinion, good control of the game. One mistake in minute 48, 1 minute in the second half, another mistake, and certainly you are losing 2-0.
The geezer is a dinosaur. He sat back against a Liverpool team that was devoid of confidence because they haven't even won this year, and he sets up in another defensive formation. I mean, I don't know what Mourinho's on, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if Jose just came out and said, do you know what, I got this wrong tonight. I got the formation wrong, the way I set the team up wrong, possibly was too cautious and paid the price.
You changed it at half-time from a 5 at the back or a 3 at the back to a 4 at the back. If you had your time again, would you have started that way?
No.
What was the reason for the change then?
The reason of the change was because you lose a striker. It was because I was not happy with some individuals and I made mistakes to try to give the team a different possibility. But again, first minute in the second half, goal. Just analyse the goals. You don't need to ask me too many questions.
I want Mourinho out of the club. End of the season. Get him out. Ultimately, the football's poor. Let him play the EFL final. If he wins it, great. Say thanks for the trophy and then boot him out the door.
Jose, he's a washed-up has-been.
Harry Kane is about to get back on his feet now. I'm not entirely sure he's going to be able to continue here.
No, he doesn't look very comfortable as he's walking off the pitch, and if that is what he's done with it, it did look like he did step on Henderson's foot as he tried to force his weight back.
I just know that Harry is a guy with a great spirit, with a great sacrifice against painful situations, and for Harry to say no chance to play, no chance to play.
No disrespect, but Harry Kane is better than Spurs. He is better than this. He deserves better than this. I just wonder how he would be privately feeling now about where are Spurs going under Jose? Where can Spurs realistically get?
You could see by Jurgen Klopp's reaction both to the first goal and at the final whistle, he knows how big that is. To get back into winning ways, to have a performance as good as that one, and know that they're right back in it.
The first victory in the Premier League for 2021, how crucial was it that you came here and got 3 points tonight?
Massively. We said it already. When we win an away game, we have the only moment when we have a beer.
How much was a show of strength?
team tonight, and what does it say about your title challenge? Is it still very much on?
Yes, not that. Look, we lost another centre-half today in half-time. People don't understand our situation. I cannot help you and cannot help the other people. Why you constantly ask me about these things? If somebody misses them, the number of players, we have to collect points and be as successful as possible. But a title challenge, they can do what they want, and if we come close in a specific moment and our situation eases a little bit, then it's all fine and we are there. But until then, we just fight.
Now, the fallout continued from Manchester United's shock defeat to Sheffield United on TalkSport. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's men were accused of complacency and were also encouraged to sign former Chelsea striker Diego Costa. Why? We've got Cavani. Who's come up with that? We'll hear from Jamie O'Hara, former United stopper Mark Bosnich. But first up, it's Drive Time's Adrian Durham.
Manchester United last night for that winner, they defended like idiots. They looked pathetic. Mm. And then you've got a goalie who, yeah, I think it was a foul from Billy Sharp, but even so, the goalie looks so weak in that position. Why is he doing that?
Right under the body of De Gea, and the ball is headed in! And Sheffield United take the lead!
Why isn't he just making it his and claiming everything? And there's so much still wrong with Manchester United when they could have been top and could have told us all just how serious they are about winning the title. They go and lose at home to Sheffield United.
And I think them players went out there last night thinking, oh, Sheffield United, they're bottom of the league. This is a stroll in the park. We'll turn up, win 3 or 4 nil and say thanks very much. But that's never going to happen against the Chris Wilder outfit. And I think they disrespected them and it showed.
I thought they underestimated Sheffield United a little bit. And I thought they had that in the vision that I saw. There was that, you could tell that little bit of an attitude. I thought they thought it was just going to happen. And you got to give credit to Sheffield United as well. They came to Old Trafford with a plan.
Lofting across, tees it back for Burke, who shoots right footed. It's deflected in, and Sheffield United lead at Old Trafford once again.
It was a massive opportunity again. When they look back at the end of the season, you look back at games like this, where especially at home, where it shouldn't really be a problem. That should be sort of swatted away in the first 45 minutes, and you can go out and enjoy that second half.
No, we just didn't perform well enough. We didn't create enough. We didn't have the quality to open up a very compact and good defence.
His team selection and how the game panned out, he's proving all the doubters right by what he did last night in dropping 3 points at home to the team at the bottom of the table. Mm. If I was a Manchester United fan, I would be raging about that last night, as much as they might love Solskjaer.
I know someone said about Man City signing Diego Costa. If Cavani can't play every week and you have to look after his legs a little bit, who I think is the most important player for them at the moment is Cavani, because yeah, he's so good up front. Why don't they sign Diego Costa? Because then you've got two to choose from and they can bounce off each other. And then, you know, when one's a bit leggy, you can play the other one.
And don't forget that Arsenal against Manchester United is live this Saturday from 5:30 on TalkSport. Now, you might recall in the last episode of the podcast that Everton's Jordan Pickford made an error, which led to this comment from Mickey Gray.
Is it the right word to say? Did he let his team down? It probably is, yeah. He let his side down. They could have won that match tonight.
Well, it did lead to TalkSport pundits questioning whether or not Pickford should be England's goalkeeper at the Euros this summer. Well, let's find out, shall we? Here's Ali McCoist, Jamie O'Hara, Adrian Durham, none of which, of course, were goalkeepers, and the former United, Chelsea and Aston Villa goalkeeper Mark Bosnich.
That's 100% that should be saved. There's no doubt about that. Look, he's had an indifferent season. There's no doubt about that. Regardless of the fact that it's come through legs, it's still a technical issue. And if you watch very, very closely, what I mean by that is he dived backwards.
Oh, it's fumbled by Pickford. It's a terrible moment for the Everton goalkeeper. Leicester are level. And Jordan Pickford fumbled at the near post.
So as a goalkeeper, once you start going backwards, you risk goes basically still in towards the goal. Whether or not if you go forward, if you do happen to, you know, to make a bit of an error, or if you palm it, it actually palms a little bit in front.
It was a mistake, it was a mistake. But, you know, I thought he saw it late, come through 3 or 4 players. Listen, he should be saving it, Alan, but I don't think it's as big a blunder as everybody seems to make it out. He should be saving it, yeah.
Right now, in my opinion anyway, if you were to pick a team for England, it had to be Pope to start, no doubt about that.
I'm not going to say that Nick Pope doesn't deserve a chance, but I still have to say Pickford, over a course of a season of 38 games, he makes too many mistakes. He does. He makes too many mistakes. But for England, he hasn't made big mistakes. So for Gareth Southgate, he's done well. And for me, he's a tournament keeper.
And if Pickford can make a save here, England are nearly there. Can he save this one from Bakker? Yes, he can! A solid
If Gareth feels Jordan Pickford hasn't let him down and hasn't let England down, then it will take something major for him to leave him out.
I personally think, I may be wrong, but I think this is it. I think this is the moment when Everton change their goalkeepers. Carlo Ancelotti isn't daft. He's not going to keep picking a goalkeeper who drops points for them, makes mistakes and costs them points. That's exactly what's happened in a big game. So I think the time has come where Carlo thinks, OK, I'm going to give Robin Olsen a run in the side. I think that he is going to be the Everton number one. And that in itself, Goffey, will present a problem to Gareth Southgate because his England number one will not be playing club football.
Now, the Chelsea manager, Thomas Tuchel, has been speaking to TalkSport ahead of the match against Burnley, live, would you believe, on TalkSport on Sunday. Simon Jordan, Katie Price's ex-husband, has said the appointment of Tuchel reminds him of Jose Mourinho's arrival at the bridge way back in 2004, when, of course, Simon was just 45. However, after drawing 0-0 with Wolves, the former Chelsea striker, Tony Cascarino, was unimpressed with the performance. Trust me, gang, this one is well worth a listen.
I hated what I saw in the first half because, to me, possession-based football, the Premier League does pose different problems for you when you play that style. Wolves offered nothing. I mean, they had two glorious chances. They offered nothing going the other way. I didn't like it. It's the first game, and I could be totally wrong here, but if that's the way Chelsea are going to play, Stamford Bridge, if there was any fans in, they'd be booing.
Boo!
We need our supporters like any team, and in a stadium like ours and in a club like ours, like Chelsea, to have the fans so close and so close behind the team, it makes really the difference.
I could have gone and put the kettle on, made a cup of tea when Chelsea started to move. I probably could have got to my cup of tea and started drinking it by the time they got to the 18-yard box.
I think that's the first shot on target that we've had in the game.
Yeah, it took nearly 40 minutes for that.
The good thing about it, boys, is that they've discovered a new cure for insomnia. That game.
People should be excited to come to Stamford Bridge. People should be excited to watch our team. People should be excited and feel that the team plays with a special kind of energy and atmosphere. These are also the soft points of success. But in the end, we don't need to talk around a lot. At Chelsea, you play for trophies and titles.
You can see why Chelsea went for this manager. There's no hiding from the expectations. He turns around and says straight out of the gate, you come to Chelsea as a manager and a player, you're expected to win the league. And that leaves you no wiggle room, no margins. Managers like to leave a little layer of exit strategy about the obligations upon someone else.
Yeah.
I've come in to win the Premier League, to win the Champions League.
I found it very frustrating to watch. I thought, really? I heard it's a mix between Klopp and Pep. I was thinking, well, what mix is that?
You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Now, TalkSport has live exclusive commentary of Arsenal against Manchester United this Saturday from 5:30. I've already told you that. The new Gunners signing Martin Odegaard trained with his teammates for the first time on Thursday, and TalkSport's James Savundra asked Mikel Arteta if he would like to keep the Norwegian for longer than his current loan deal.
Yeah, certainly all the qualities and characteristics that we are looking for that position. And then it will be down to two things. First of all, how well he adapts here and how much of an impact he can have in our team. And second, what Real Madrid and the players think about it. He played for Real Sociedad, which is my hometown, and I know him really well. I've been really impressed. He's such a talent.
And we finish with the story from Simon Jordan back in the day and how Norwich owner Delia Smith beat him to Dean Ashton's signature. Really? Oh, come on! Yeah. Here's the story.
We'd done a deal for Dean Ashton and I tried to be a little bit cute with the fact that I'd gone to Norwich and West Bromwich Albion, who also wanted the player, who were also immersed in a relegation battle with us, and said, why don't we agree a price that we're all going to pay for this player? Rather than let Crewe and Dario Gradi leverage us, why don't we all agree a price and let the player choose his club, and so we get a player that wants to play for this club? Delia agreed to it.
Where are you? Where are you?
I think Jeremy Peace agreed to it, and as soon as we all agreed to it, Delia raised the bar and offered £5 million for him. So that might be naive on my part.
Let's be having you!
Now, before I go, let me tell you about live and exclusive football on TalkSport this Saturday, or game day, as we like to call it, 12:30. You can hear commentary of Everton against Newcastle. That's on TalkSport. 2:30, of course, it's game day with Adrian Durham, all the goals as they go in. 5:30 is Arsenal against Manchester United. Again, exclusive to TalkSport. Whilst over on TalkSport 2 at 8 p.m, you can hear Southampton against Aston Villa. Then on Sunday, the football continues. I don't know why I'm shouting, but I am. At noon, you can hear live and exclusive commentary on TalkSport of Chelsea against Burnley. That's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on Acast, Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Drive today, 4 p.m, for Andy Goldstein's Drive Time alongside Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing Monday morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.